Welcome to the 5-Week Linguist Show. If you want to learn a language or you teach a language, you've come to the right place. Join Janina each week for tips, resources, and advice for making engaging language learning happen anytime, anywhere.
Bonjour! Welcome to the 5-Week Linguist Show. This week, we're going to talk about how to learn to speak French, essentials for mastery. How long does it take? French is what we call a Category 1 language. It's fairly close to English. People who go through the Foreign Service Institute, which is sort of a language training school for U.S. diplomats and consular workers, can generally learn to speak French to a B2 or ACFL intermediate high level of French with 750 to 1,000 hours of study. And those terms might not mean anything to you, but it's a fairly high level of language. You can speak and you can communicate with people, but not with that same sort of ease of expression and richness and accuracy as you would in your own language. And your grammar is probably going to be pretty rough. You'll have mispronunciations, grasper vocabulary, but you can survive, certainly. And in fact, a lot of people will hit well past this level, or they'll study well past this level before an assignment in French. But I really like that as a general guideline for what most people consider fluency, because you can certainly function and work in a language with that level. And so that general amount of time that we talked about, sort of 1,000 hours to hit what many people consider fluent. To go past that, to hit that really high level, so really rich, really strong, sort of near native proficiency, it takes about 2 to 3 times as long. So going from the beginning, if you imagine sort of, we'll take the CEFR, so the Common European Framework for Reference, and just imagine that there's 3 layers. So to go through that first layer, that's going to take that 750 to 1,000 hours. And to go through that first layer is probably going to be a short portion of that 750 to 1,000 hours. That's probably the best way I can put it. And to hit that second level, the top of that second level would be the sort of 750 to 1,000 hours. And it would take twice as long. And then to go through that last tier is going to take, you know, 2 or 3 times as long. So what I'm saying is that it's easier to make more measurable progress early on in your studies. It's much easier than when it's later. It can feel like it's taking forever to really improve your skills. They're just not as easy to measure the progress. And I also like the ACTFL pyramid. So if you think about it, those same levels and a few more, because they've got more levels for ACTFL, the American Council on the Teaching of Languages, you've got a sort of inverted pyramid, and it shows you certain functions of the equivalent of that A level, and those fairly quick to move through that. Then it gets wider, and it takes longer to move through that next, and so forth. So it takes a lot longer to improve the more you go on. Learning and acquisition. Dr. Stephen Krashen is a great teacher of second language acquisition, and he has these 5 theories of language acquisition, and he does a great job of explaining them. And one of the 5 theories is learning acquisition. So learning refers to all of those sort of rote things that we do. So deliberate activities. So think flashcards, apps, exercises, traditional language classes, verbs, etc. They work by helping you get patterns and words into your long term. And they also work with helping you understand parts of speech. You did this in your own language. If you went to school in your own language, right? You acquired language, right? You learned it naturally. And you did that from your environment, right? From being read to, talked to, etc. And then you did deliberate activities to learn grammar, parts of speech, etc. Acquisition is something that's slightly different. So it's the way you learned your native language. You were immersed in language. And so you didn't learn separate words or lists or anything. It's really just being immersed in it. And so people who speak multiple languages, they learn and acquire multiple languages and learn them to very high levels, understand how these concepts work together. Be deliberate in your studies, journaling, making flashcards, making regular chunks of time to study grammar, right? Be really deliberate in your learning activities, but spend a lot of time in acquisition. Talk to native speakers, travel, read, watch movies, listen to music. You learn to use those two things together, your progress will accelerate. It's absolutely vital. Input versus output. Again, Krashen tells us in one of his five theories that we learn languages from messages. And this is great news because it means we can spend a lot of time getting interesting input. Output is always really critical. It gives you a way to process all of that input you got. It helps you problem solve, work on your fluency, improve your pronunciation, and basically fill in any gaps of knowledge you might have and communicate in your target language. And I really value both. And as you go on your journey, please consider both. I value input and output, and my formula is pretty non-scientific. We have 2 ears and 1 mouth, and so I aim for twice as much input. I try to listen twice as much as I talk, and I also try to read with my 2 eyes and process it with my 1 brain. And I try to turn my downtime into language learning time. Learn how to measure your progress. One of the greatest things about learning a new language is that the assessment is pretty naturally built in. And thinking about input versus output, right? The things we hear and see and the things we say and write. The test is whether or not you can respond, right? If you understood it, can you say something? It's really simple and beautiful. And it's language assessment at the most basic level. And to get up into those really high levels, you need to learn about assessment techniques. And I'll leave, if you want to opt in to get my freebie, my self-assessment workbook, it's going to give you lots of options on how to measure your progress as you learn to speak French. And some of them are really low tech, some of them are higher tech, some of them cost money, and some of them are free. But it will help you get really focused in your journey and learn how to speak French in 5-week intervals. So obviously I preach about this all the time because it works beautifully for me, and it's worked beautifully in, it served me so well, and I really want to share that with you. And someone said to me, how do you feed an elephant in bites? A couple of years ago, and I love the expression and the imagery because it really just describes doing any big project. Do it in bites. Do it step by step by step. And fitting language into your life nowadays is not an all or nothing thing. We don't have to just get to go on a plane. You have your phone or your anything that's connected to the internet. And you've got everything you need to learn a language. You could learn a language using your phone. People from all over the world are sharing their language in a way that's completely unprecedented in our history, of the history of mankind. This allows you to access any language you want to learn from wherever you are, as long as you can connect. It doesn't have to be a class. It can happen during your walks, it can happen when you're cleaning, it can happen when you're exercising. And it's also nice because you can learn how to speak another language, French, while you achieve another goal. And I like 5 weeks because it also keeps me accountable. So the things that I like to do less. So grammar, I think journaling is really effective, but I like to do it less because I don't like writing by hand at all, as powerful as I think it is. It's really difficult for me to write legibly, and I don't enjoy it, but it's really effective to sit down and set a timer and write. I might use a Google Doc, or I might just do some journaling by talking and recording it. But if you have 10 hours a week, which that's about my commute, really, all in all, I use my phone. I use that time to learn a language. I do, when I'm more advanced, I do books from Audible. And when I'm less advanced, I do audio courses from Audible. Really effective. If you're cleaning out your closets, listen to French. You got an Alexa? Listen to French. And some of these 5-week periods, you might have more time than others. So as a teacher, I have more time in the summer. And I really enjoy my summer language learning activities because they can be a lot more leisurely. My very favorite thing to do is to go to private language schools abroad. I went to Paris for 5 weeks and I attended a French language school, and then I had the afternoons to do whatever I wanted, tour around, go to the movies in French, just live in Paris. It was an amazing experience, but I know that's not realistic for everybody. If you don't have something like that, that's, you know, short term, can be part of your realistic plans or goals, you can do pleasurable language learning that's a whole lot cheaper. So maybe 5 weeks on iTalki. There are, you can be talking to somebody in a French-speaking country in the next hour, and you can do it really regularly, and it's very affordable. So I highly recommend it. And the 5 weeks, changing it up every 5 weeks, gives you variety. So maybe fun, not so fun, but it really helps me keep my language skills moving forward, and it keeps me accountable, and it's doable. It doesn't feel like a big, ugly chore on top of everything else that we've all got to do. People have families, people have responsibilities, work, a life. Try fitting a language in. How am I going to do that? Well, just take a little bit of time every day, and those time periods will add up. And I cannot stress how important it is to have fun. And I'm going to link to another episode where I get a little bit more into play and fun and pleasure. But I wanted to go through some fun activities for learning French that I've done. So tutorials on YouTube. There are some great, great tutorials on YouTube for things like cooking. And they're taken from these French morning shows. So you can learn how to cook and you can learn French at the same time. You can repeat it as many times as you need to. And again, there are tons of written recipes as well. So the same idea, go into Google and find recipes in French. Tutorials are all over the place. So imagine a tutorial on, you know, fill in the blank, drawing, painting, golf, something, tennis, yoga, something you want to learn. There are loads of lectures and documentaries, news, television, get on Netflix, get on Amazon Prime. Netflix actually has a plugin called Language Learning with Netflix. And Netflix, they're so clever. They have started really more and more creating content in all these countries and all these languages where they serve. So they started, of course, and continue to offer a huge selection, a huge library of content to subscribers by curating it, but they're also creating their own, and they're just building this amazing body of work for people to study languages. It's astounding. And I want to talk about one in particular that I absolutely love. It's Yabla. I'm a very proud affiliate of Yabla. It's super, super affordable. And they take a lot of the same types of content that you might find on YouTube or Netflix. So documentaries, series. And they make them comprehensible for language learners, which is really exciting because that's research-based, comprehensible input, right? You learn by understanding messages. And then they have lots of specific learning activities that you can do. So they've got flashcards and games and matching games. It's addictive and it's fun. And I've discovered some truly enjoyable shows on Yabla for learning French. So one of my favorite is Le Jeu où tout a bâclé. So the day everything fell apart, basically. And in France, they have great sort of reality shows or shows that are based on real life. And they're all over the place on Yabla and on YouTube. Watch the news, read. Get the plugin called ReadLang and start Googling French newspaper. Go into Google News and change your settings. And read. Read things you like. Do crossword puzzles. I have a whole collection that you can get for free. I'll link it in the show notes. And again, reading. Read blogs. Read horoscopes. It doesn't have to be academic to work. So whether or not you choose to master French, or even if you don't need to, I hope these seven essentials help you on your journey. Au revoir, à la prochaine.
Thank you for listening to the 5-Week Linguist Show with Janina Klimas. Join us each week here and visit us at reallifelanguage.com/reallifelanguageblog for more resources for learning and teaching languages.